Two-mile bend is our turning point on this cruise. Recently, though, Two-mile bend has been the center of a major civil engineering project. What took place here was the construction of a brand new high-level swing bridge in the field adjacent to the canal. Well, on its completion, they cut a new canal beneath, finally filling in the course of the old canal to provide space for the road junction you see in front. This new road bridge now carries the Southwestern Bypass, a road it's hoped that will alleviate traffic congestion experienced by drivers as they pass through Gloucester. Yeah, right. Now, before I make my turn, I've got to give another of those sound signals. Incidentally, the four blasts indicate that I'm turning 180 degrees in the canal. The two blasts that follow tell folk I'm turning to my port side. Unfortunately, most boat owners think it's some form of road rage and totally ignore me at their peril. Anyway, here goes. Those on the foredeck, watch your ears, watch your ears.
And two more.
Where's the water? Down there?
It will flow away.
There's two bottles though, so if I just take one out, it'll be alright.
Don't take the full one out.
Oh, Robert's been drinking it, so it's empty now.
I haven't drunk it, I haven't touched it since the last time. But
oh no, there is some, there is a bit left.
Just a
yeah, teeny weeny bit.
Did you blame me?
It was you. You did this massive, gigantic, gulpy thing earlier. A couple of gulps, you were like,
No.
And you made the cracky noises too when you did it, I heard you.
Where's this high level swing bridge going to be?
Right?
Where's the high level swing bridge that you're talking about?
That one,
yeah. That way, don't
they? I don't think it works anymore.
Oh, right, okay.
That's what I think.
Right, okay.
Sounds like an election campaign or something.
The modern one just swivels flat.
Yes.
Like your arms swing around rather than lifting up.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You got what you want, Sherman?
Yes, thanks, yeah. And I've put the bag tied sort of around my handle, around my wrist, so that it's...
So if your wrist falls off, then the bag's on?
Basically, yeah.
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 So
it's
the bag, we've got you.
Yeah. Oh, we could just get the bag.
Oh,
I'll save the bag, I'll save the bag.
Yeah, yeah, we've got the bag, yeah.
We've got the water.
Well, there's plenty of water.
Yeah.
You can get a drink of it.
No, it's just lots of it, though.
Well, it's on this leg of the cruise that we'd like to give you a little bit of the history of the vessel we're on this afternoon. Oh. Well, in nautical terms, Queen Boadicea is a bit of a grand old lady. She was built in Southampton by Thornycrofts in 1936. She was constructed for a Mrs. Smith who ran passenger operations on the River Thames. She went into service in the summer of 36 and was based at Westminster Pier. She was used to ply the routes between Westminster and Greenwich, and she did this pretty uneventfully for the first 3 years of her life. But in the late summer of 1939, at the outbreak of hostilities with Germany, she was requisitioned by the Royal Navy, put under the command of a Lieutenant Seal, and transferred to Sheerness, here to operate as a harbour patrol boat. Now, she did this for the first part of the war, but in the late spring, early summer of 1940, she was ordered to cross the English Channel to the North French coastal port of Dunkirk. Here she was to take part in Operation Dynamo, the evacuation of the VEF from the coast of France. Well, she started lifting the troops off the mole, a large wooden stone abutment jutting into the sea. But after a few days, the Germans cottoned on to what was happening, and they dive-bombed and shelled the mole, sinking numerous vessels and rendering it useless. Thereafterwards, Queen Boadicea started picking the men up directly from the beaches assisted by many other small vessels that cross the English Channel to help. Well, it's not known how many men she actually rescued in those hectic days, as records weren't kept. But in total, Operation Dynamo managed to pull off in excess of 338,000 British and Allied troops. Well, after Operation Dynamo, she was sent back to her old stomping ground on the River Thames.
Stomping.
It was the time of the Blitz. Central London was just a mass of burning buildings and fallen masonry, and exploded bombs, and the hundreds of miles of fire hoses snaking through the city streets. It was nigh on impossible to evacuate casualties using the roads, and the authorities took to using the Thames. Boadicea was refitted as a river ambulance, with hospital beds in her saloon, and even a couple of nurses on her complement. And on the nights of the Blitz, she would travel into central London to assist with the extraction of casualties.
Nurses on her complement.
But in time, even the Blitz died down, and Boadicea was once again sent to Sheerness. Here she finished out the war operating as a harbour patrol boat, occasionally escorting merchantmen up to the Pool of London. Well, after the war, the surviving vessels of Operation Dynamo were each awarded a brass plaque in honour of their service to the nation. Queen Boadicea still proudly wears her plaque on the front of the wheelhouse. It simply reads, Dunkirk, 1940. Well, in 46, she was handed back to her original owner, who continued to use her on the Thames through to the mid-70s.
10 years.
The vessel was then sold to a company operating out of South Devon. For many years, they utilised her as the passenger's ferry between Kingswear Station and Dartmouth. But in time, she was even sent to Plymouth, and here she operated on the River Tamar, and in bad weather as the Cremel Ferry. Well, in 1919, the National Waterways Museum purchased her, sailed around Land's End and up the Bristol Channel to Gloucester. She's been here ever since, operating these 45-minute trips. It's hard to imagine the countless thousands of passengers who've sat where you're sitting today in this old lady's long and illustrious life.
So I missed the bit where he said that it was sold to the National Waterways Museum in, when did he say?
I didn't catch the date.
Anyway, after the Devon thing, it was sold to the National Waterways Museum, and now they've got it, and we've got to imagine the last...
Now you may recall me telling you that commercial traffic had all but ceased on the canal by the late 70s, and that Gloucester had always had great difficulties in finding export cargoes. Ironically today, Gloucester exports on a regular basis. It's the water that we're sailing on. Water has always needed to be pumped into the docks to maintain levels. A survey a few years ago discovered that millions of gallons of fresh water pass Gloucester each day.
A survey? Did they go in after the water?
Water is now pumped in the canal, then extracted at a water plant at Purton near Sharpness. Here it's treated, put in the mains, and supplies North Bristol with up to 60% of its water requirements. So, if you're up from Bristol or intend going there in the next few days, you're pretty much guaranteed you're going to be drinking this in your tea. I know it looks green and murky at the moment, folks, but don't worry, it's perfectly safe to drink. It's been passed by the populations of the West Midlands. Yum, yum.
It sounds like that. One little speck of grub sat on a speck of log, eating some most delicious grubs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool. There it was nice and cool. Then there was one green speckled clog. Clog?
Well, my next story is what I normally reserve for when I have school parties on board. But as it's Sunday afternoon and you're also young at heart, I'll give it to you as well. Well, many years ago, long before the canal was dug, this area around here were just fields, part of the parish of Hempstead. Now, back in the English Civil War, it was in these fields that the Cavaliers based a large army. This army was laying siege to the city of Gloucester, in those days held by the Parliamentarians under Colonel Massey. Well, after many months of siege, the Cavaliers became bored, as Cavaliers do, and they came up with a rather cunning plan to bring the siege to a timely end. They would build themselves a siege engine. In those days, a siege engine was a large gun mounted in a heavy wooden frame with a roof to protect the gunners. And their plan went as follows. They'd wheel their gun toward the walls as close as they possibly could, continually firing at them until they made a hole known as a breach. They'd then gather together the bravest men in their army. These men would be formed into what was called a forlorn hope. Now, this is a great word, folks. It actually indicates the number of survivors from such escapades. Well, the forlorn hope would storm the breach, get into the city, opening the gates for the rest of their army, and then the fun would begin. As was traditional in those good old days, before health and safety and political correctness, a period of rape, pillage, murder and drunkenness. Wow, what a great way to spend a sunny afternoon. Well, that was their plan. They built their gun, wheeled it toward the walls. But would you believe the first time they fired it, the gun exploded, destroying the gun, killing all the gunners. Well, I suppose in a way that's the end of the story. The Cavaliers never did get into Gloucester. Their failure to do so was a major turning point in the English Civil War. But the question I always ask my passengers is, do you know the name of the gun? And I'll even give you a clue. It appears in one of our favourite British nursery rhymes. Oh dear, another
boat.
Oh well, I'll have to put you out of your misery. The name of the gun was Humpty Dumpty. So there you have it. No, he didn't come from Colchester. You've been told a lie. So there you have it. You no longer have to go through the remainder of your lives believing that Humpty was some weird old egg and that the nursery rhyme makes little or no sense whatsoever. He was, in fact, a Civil War cannon used by the Cavaliers at the Siege of Gloucester, probably a mortar named after a prominent politician at the time, one who shared a similar stature. In fact, one of my customers a couple of weeks ago suggested that if they built a replica today, they'd have to call it something modern and appropriate. His suggestion was about calling it Johnny Prescott.
Yeah.
Well, we're approaching the city of Gloucester from the south, and one can hardly describe this as the most attractive vista on our inland waterways. All the ocean-going vessels have long since departed, the timber yards mainly closed, converted to light industry and warehousing. But this is all in the process of being changed. The Regional Development Agency was investing in excess of £200 million in Gloucester docks and its quay sites, and this project is already well underway. On our left-hand side, the old timber pond is rapidly becoming a brand new housing estate, vastly swelling the population of the small village of Hempstead. The old oil and timber terminal of Buckmeadow Dock is due to become a brand new marina with fancy apartments built around its quay sites. The old grey silos which once dominated the Gloucester skyline have recently been demolished, and this was to make way for a brand new Sainsbury's supermarket and car park. Jamie Oliver will be thrilled. I've also heard there are plans to place a 90-bed hotel and a pub on the site as well. Hurrah! Construction has recently been completed on the brand new High Orchard lift bridge. This new lift bridge now carries the Inner Ring Road, and finally, after a 25-year wait, links onto the southwestern bypass. The area around Lambtony is due to be cleared of its scrubland and old scrap yards. It'll then be landscaped, turning it into Gloucester's new public park. And finally, on the left-hand side, down by Lambtony Bridge, the local college has recently built a brand new multi-million pound campus. And that's the rather fetching blue and white building in front, the one that blends in so seamlessly with our old Victorian warehouses. But turning our attention to the right-hand side, those two old dilapidated mills of Downing's and Foster's, which, as you will have guessed and listed, are also earmarked for renovation. Their upper floors converted into trendy American-style loft apartments. The ground floors handed over to wine bars, bistros and boutiques. But I've been told the most exciting part of the project opened recently behind those warehouses. This area's just become Gloucester Keys, Gloucester's fabulous new designer outlet village. That's right, chaps, one of those wonderful places our women folk drag us to on bank holidays and Sundays, where they make us wait in queues full of kids squealing to go to McDonald's. And just so they can buy last year's shoes and this year's prices. Oh, deep joy. Sorry, ladies. I wasn't actually born a cynic. Marriage made me this way.
Dear.
Now the latest addition to the Gloucester skyline is the lightship Sula, formerly the Spurred Point Light. She was built in Beverley, East Yorkshire in 1958, weighing approximately 740 tons. She's now retired and moved to Gloucester. Here she operates as a holistic therapy centre. That's right, folks, you can wind away an afternoon in there with hot rocks on your back, seaweed all over your face, and a woman dangling a crystal over your forehead. 400 years ago, she'd have been burnt at the stake. And you may have heard me refer to this area of land on our left by the name of Llantyddy. You may be wondering why such a Welsh name for an area within an English city. Well, its proper name is Llanthony Secunda, the second Llanthony. It's named after an old Augustinian priory that once stood on the left just beyond the bridge. Well, the legend goes that back in the 11th century, the priors from the original Llanthony between Aonwy and Abergavenny were having a few problems. The local Welsh were revolting. Well, after a while, the priors gave up the ghost, moving to the relative security of Gloucester. Here they built themselves a second priory and prospered for over 400 years. Unfortunately for them, though, it all came to rather a sticky end at the hands of King Henry VIII, who, after an argument with the Pope over divorce, decided to nick all the cash and grab all the land.
Yeah.
Well, over the centuries, the old priory has been robbed out, gone into the buildings in the city we have today. And nowadays, the only part of the medieval priory to still stand above ground on the walls and gable ends of its time barn. These are now visible on your left, especially if you look alongside the new college site. Well, maybe with a bit of luck and a bit of cash from the lottery, maybe they'll even renovate that building. It would make an ideal visitor centre. Or how about a brand new registry office for Gloucester? A much better backdrop for your wedding pickies, as opposed to the social security office we've got at present.
Very nice, would it? For a wedding.
Well, Llanthony Bridge is now rising for us, giving us access back into the basin. And this basically concludes your short cruise on the Gloucester Sharpness Canal. May I take this opportunity to thank you for having travelled on Queen Boadicea and hope you've enjoyed your cruise with us. If you would like details of other destinations we sail to, far and exotic places, such as Tewkesbury or Sharpness, please take a leaflet from me as you disembark. Could I ask all passengers to please remain seated while I bring the vessel alongside, and remain so until I have her fully tied up and the safety chains deployed. I'll then be on the shore, give you permission when it's safe for you to disembark. Once again, thanks very much, and hope to see you in the not-too-distant future.
Yay!
Thanks very much.
That was good.
That was very good. Yeah.
I've never had a boat quite like it. So we're in Gloucester for the audio booze.
There's a little girl.
Oh.
Hello.
Going along the
ship ahoy.
Going along the canal. Well, yeah, we're still going along the canal because we haven't stopped yet.
We're going to tie up in about 2 minutes. You might hear a bump, Fiona.
A bump?
A bump.
Bump, 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 bump.
You also have the king arse.
Usually a bow thrust, isn't it?
Do you use those if you're a bit blocked up, you know? Get your bow thrust.
What is this, Stuart?
What's that?
It's a steam something.
Yeah, it's a crane.
What? It's pulling something up.
What's the bling thing?
There's a steam something, a crane, whatever.
It's a very, very old crane with steam thing at the back. Train at the front. So this one ton
stealing the bridge.
Yeah.
Cool. Stop sitting for me. Just sit there. You've got, did I have your nose? Thank you.
Give me a few more moments before we get the stern lines on.
They're not very happy. What? The stern lines.
Oh, they're a bit very stern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah.
What have you got here? Guide dogs. My good ship dog.
Guide dog's what?
Oh, is that his tag?
Whereabouts is it tagged?
He's tagged about there.
Just every time every... Is this once his life?
It wants his life, yeah. It should stay in there.
It's just like a cat.
Sorry?
It's just like a cat.
You have to get that done because
of... We're off. Well, it's 10. Sherman, have you forgotten something?
What? Oh. Yeah.
Right, do we have everything? We got a carry bag?
Yeah.
Right, excellent.
Thank you, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Yes,
these are here.
Commentary was great.
I'm glad you enjoyed that, thank you very much.